Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. There are three ways that you can market your brand as a mortgage broker in order to grow your business, generate leads, and increase your just overall brand awareness and authority. They are the three different media sources that you can use to your advantage to get the result you want. So what are they? You can pay for it, you can earn it, or you can own it. Okay, that's when it comes to your brand. You can pay for it, earn it, or own it. And those are the three media types that you can use in order to grow your brand, generate leads, increase your impact and income. And so we want to, like I said, unpack those in more detail. Now, the first one you have is paying for it. Now, when you think about paying for it, it is exactly as it says on the tin. It is paying for media, paying for marketing. It's advertising. It literally is the traditional source of advertising. What would fall into this category? It would be Facebook ads, Google ads, like PPC, so pay per click. You would have any paid marketing in things like sponsorships or any of that stuff. This is paying for media, for attention. And this can be really good. It's very lucrative if you've got the budget. It can be very hard if you don't have the budget. And I often find for mortgage brokers, especially people who are starting out, and especially people who are starting out or up until, I would say, turning over around 150, 200,000 a year, up until that point, you probably don't need it as much as you think, because it can be very expensive, very expensive. And so pay one is great, but it's not always what you need, especially at the beginning. Which leads me on to the second one, which is earned media. So earned media is where you are earning your spot on that advertisement. So these would be things like podcasts, word of mouth. It would be things like featured in magazine articles for free. So not paying for magazine articles, not these people where they pay for, I've seen it before, I've been approached many times. Do you want to be a Forbes top coach? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to pay you $6,000 so I can stick a sticker on my website. Everybody knows it's fake. No. And so it's not that. That's a paid for it media, not one I would recommend at all. But when we're talking about this one, we're talking about an earned media. This is articles being featured in industry stands, articles all the time. I see it with my client, Matt Chapman. He's always being featured in like Cover Magazine and things like that. These are earned media. This is earned advertising. And it's done by building up a reputation and then being asked to do it. These are great. They really do improve your authority. So this is the more of an authority piece that it brings, because other people vouching for you. So that is another way you can market your business. And you could do this, by the way, as a broker in your local area. There could be places where people are, like local magazines, local articles, local blogs, local Facebook groups. These things are earned media, when someone is endorsing you and vouching for you. And the third one is owned media. So this is stuff that you own. So this is your websites, your social media, anything like that, your mailing list. All of these things are things that you already own. You have complete control over. They belong to you. And you can start to build them out, and you can start to reach your audience and put out content that resonates with them, that adds value, that's entertaining, whatever it may be. That's an owned media. So those are the three. You can pay for it, you can earn it, or you can own it. You can pick anyone you want, but most of the time there's a kind of order in which I would say I would go after them. So the first thing I would do if I was a broker right now is I would going after all of the owned media. The reason why that is because, again, you own it. It's 100% in your control, and most of it is going to be free, or it's going to be a very small budget required to actually produce the content. Sure, if you want to have coaches and consultants to help you along the way, then yeah, of course, it's going to bring the cost up. But the reality is, to actually create the content, produce the content, that stuff doesn't really cost you that much. And it's just a sweat equity. You've got to pay time into it. So owned media is by far the first thing I would be doing. From there, as you build your reputation with owned media, what's going to happen is you will start to get approached for earned media. So you will start being approached for being featured in magazines, being asked to go a guest on podcasts, being somebody of importance. And from there, you should, by that point, have an income level that is large enough for you to be able to sustain, and a brand also, where you can sustain a paid marketing campaign. At which point then the paid marketing campaign is just the pay it one is just pouring fuel onto an already very lit fire. That, in my opinion, is the best way to do it if you're starting from scratch as an advisor, or if you're starting from scratch as an advisor from marketing perspective, not like from a, not from, I've done it for 20 years, but if you've never done social media and you're moving to social media, it's that. Go for the owned, then to the pay. The mistake that I see many people do, they go for the pay straight away. They try to get onto the earned, but very few of them actually want to do the own. And the own stuff, by the way, it takes significantly longer than you're going to expect. Significantly longer. So put in the work and see it through that order. So owned, earned, pay it. Be sure to subscribe to the show and I'll see you in the next one, okay? Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.